Hello, this is Jeff Barnum reading the Supreme Court syllabus in Macquarie Infrastructure Corporation et al. Versus Moab Partners LP et al. On writ of certiorari to the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. Argued January 16, 2024. Decided April 12, 2024. Petitioner Macquarie Infrastructure Corporation owns a subsidiary that operates terminals to store bulk liquid commodities, including No. 6 fuel oil, a byproduct of the refining process, with a typical sulfur content close to 3%. In 2016, the United Nations International Maritime Organization formally adopted IMO 2020, a regulation capping the sulfur content of fuel oil used in shipping at 0.5% by 2020. In the ensuing years, Macquarie did not discuss IMO 2020 in its public offering documents. In February 2018, however, Macquarie announced a drop in the amount of storage contracted for use by its subsidiary, due in part to the decline in the No. 6 fuel oil market. Macquarie's stock price fell 41%. In response, Moab Partners LP sued Macquarie and various officer defendants. Moab alleged, among other things, that Macquarie violated Securities and Exchange Commission Rule 10b-5b, which makes it unlawful to omit material facts in connection with buying or selling securities when that omission renders statements made misleading, because it had a duty to disclose the IMO 2020 information under Item 303 of SEC Regulation SK. Item 303 requires companies to disclose known trends or uncertainties that have had or that are reasonably likely to have a material favorable or unfavorable impact on net sales or revenues or income from continuing operations in periodic filings with the SEC. The district court dismissed Moab's complaint. The Second Circuit reversed, concluding in part that Moab's allegations concerning the likely material effect of IMO 2020 gave rise to a duty to disclose under Item 303, and Macquarie's Item 303 violation alone could sustain Moab's Section 10b and Rule 10b-5 claim. Held, pure omissions are not actionable under Rule 10b-5b. Rule 10b-5b makes it unlawful to make any untrue statement of a material fact or to omit to state a material fact necessary in order to make the statements made, in the light of the circumstances under which they were made, not misleading. In addition to prohibiting any untrue statement of a material fact, i.e., false statements or lies, the rule also prohibits omitting a material fact necessary to make the statements made, not misleading. This case turns on whether this second prohibition bars only half-truths or instead extends to pure omissions. A pure omission occurs when a speaker says nothing, in circumstances that do not give any special significance to that silence. Half-truths, on the other hand, are representations that state the truth only so far as it goes, while omitting critical qualifying information. Rule 10b-5b requires disclosure of information necessary to ensure that statements already made are clear and complete. Logically, and by its plain text, Rule 10b-5b therefore covers half-truths, not pure omissions, because it requires identifying affirmative assertions, i.e. statements made, before determining if other facts are needed to make those statements not misleading. Statutory context confirms what the text plainly provides. Section 11A of the Securities Act of 1933 prohibits any registration statement that omits to state a material fact required to be stated therein. By its terms, Section 11A creates liability for failure to speak. Neither Section 10B nor Rule 10b-5b contains language similar to Section 11A, and that omission is telling. Silence, absent a duty to disclose, is not misleading under Rule 10b-5. A duty to disclose, however, does not automatically render silence misleading under Rule 10b-5b. The failure to disclose information required by Item 303 can support a Rule 10b-5b claim only if the omission renders affirmative statements made misleading. Moab and the United States suggest that a plaintiff does not need to plead any statements rendered misleading by a pure omission because reasonable investors know that the Exchange Act requires issuers to file periodic informational statements in which companies must furnish the information required by Item 303. But that argument reads the words statements made out of Rule 10b-5b and shifts the focus of that rule and Section 10b from fraud to disclosure. See Chiarella v. United States, 45 U.S. 22, at 234-235, quoting, Section 10b is aptly described as a catch-all provision, but what it catches must be fraud. End quote. Moab also contends that without private liability for pure omissions under Rule 10b-5b, there will be broad immunity any time an issuer fraudulently omits information Congress and the SEC require it to disclose. But private parties remain free to bring claims based on Item 303 violations that create misleading half-truths, and the SEC retains the authority to prosecute violations of its own rules and regulations, including Item 303. Vacated and remanded. Justice Sotomayor delivered the opinion for a unanimous court. Thank you for listening. Please help us by rating and reviewing this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you subscribe so you can get all of the OT 2023 decisions automatically delivered to your device. If you wish to communicate with the podcast, please email us at scotusdecisions@gmail.com.